You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. The title of this message, ladies and gentlemen, is The Acts of the Priesthood, Part 2. Just in case you don't know, Eli was not able to be present, one half of the James gang. And so I took the headship of the one-to-one show yesterday. And I used it for something that I wanted to do for a while. And that was the Acts of the Priesthood. And that was part one. So this will be part two. You know, I want to make something known to you. Speaking of the menorah. See, the menorah was always seven. Three on each side and one in the center. And the Jews changed it to nine. It has nothing to do with them. And there it is again. They've taken something from Israel and changed it and made it their own. But you don't even know it's not theirs. Also, I wasn't aware of this until I was listening to Eli yesterday on his very fine show called The Restoration Hour. And he talked about the Supreme Court and how the Jews changed it from seven to nine. Hello. Why do they want to change things from seven to nine? I'm going to explain that to you right now. You see, seven is the number of perfection, which is declared by Yahweh. Seven is the number of perfection. Remember I told you six is the number of man and seven is the number of perfection. Therefore, 13 would be man perfected. This is what the devil's promise was in the garden. This is why many of the cults and the occult and all these things, they're very interested in the number 13. Well, it just so happens that the devil's favorite number is 9. I told you why. Just think about it right now. John Lennon, number 9. Number 9, turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Number 9, number 9. Now, they were using that, and they were, you know, Lennon was, I think he was even killed on the 9th or something. It's crazy. Like, everything in his life has to do with 9. Because some people are ordained to destruction. You do know that, right? Some people just weren't. We're never going to be the sheep from the foundation of the world. Some people were ordained for destruction upon this earth. From the foundation of the world. So the Jews changed it to 9 because that's their father's favorite number. Their father with a lowercase f. Who wish it could be, he wishes he could be an uppercase F father. But it shan't be. We also see that the planets have changed as well, don't we? There used to be less planets years ago. Oh, well, we've found more of them now. Yes, but do they really qualify as planets? I leave that into your good hands. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to be at enmity with Yahweh. Now, speaking of planets and such, people have spoken lately trying to put people in fear, saying a comet is going to hit the Earth. Or whatever you want to call it, an asteroid, a comet. Well, a comet has hit the Earth, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you didn't hear about it? You don't know a comet has hit the Earth just recently? Well, let me bring you up to speed then. Have you heard of Pizzagate? Have you heard of Comet Pizza? Notice this comet has hit the Earth worldwide. The Pope, Jorge Bergoglio, which I prayed against all these pedophiles last night. I was speaking with Yahweh, and I was praying in precatory prayers that these filthy, diabolical people that touch little children and destroy their lives, either by leaving them alive or by killing them, that they will have no peace whatsoever, and that they will be killed. And I prayed that Jorge Bergoglio will be the first one to be killed, and that it would be soon, so the whole world could see that this piece of garbage that is a so-called pope, he's not only a so-called pope, he's an affirmative action pope. And there is a lawsuit out against him and the Archbishop of Canterbury and people over in Canada and other Jesuit people. Oh, yes, a comet has hit the Earth. You've heard of Jimmy Savile, right? Well, he's dead, praise Yahweh. But he has harmed many people in his path. Over in the UK and the island of Jersey, which I have a wonderful video that you should see on my YouTube channel called Sun, Sea, and Satan. You will actually see a picture of Satan. There's this statue on the island of Jersey, and you will actually see a photo of Satan. Yes, it's out in the middle of a lake. Now, the media, they believe that Pizzagate's just going to, they're going to be able to drown this out and just people are going to forget it. Maybe they will do a false flag event to where people will pay attention to that. May I remind you, this is how the media works, and I'll prove it to you. See, they knew 9/11 was coming. But the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld came out, and I've told you this before. He came out and said that Dov Zakheim, well, he didn't say it, he said $2.3 trillion was missing from the Pentagon. It was found out that it was Dov Zakheim, the comptroller. What is he doing as the comptroller? He's a rabbi, and he's the comptroller of the Pentagon? He's the comptroller, huh? And so he ran off to Israel with the money, as you know. And later we saw him again when Obama was running for president for the second term. Dove Zakheim was one of his advisors. Now, also, I will mention while I'm at it, there's been $2 trillion missing from the Federal Reserve. They gave it out, said they wouldn't tell who they gave it out to. $2.6 trillion just recently missing from the Pentagon again. And on and on and on it goes. You wonder how these Jews can do all that they can do? It's the power of false money. It's the power of the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's revealing something right now. This money was created out of thin air, and we know that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. Do we not? Now, that is amazing. Now, we also know that when you go on television or radio, you're going on the air. We also know that when you're recording, you're on the air. I'm on the air right now. And praise be to Yahweh, this air is not controlled by the prince of the power of the air. Oh, his minions, his offspring, control 96% of it, though. And they seek to control the rest of it. You see, things are getting a little out of hand for the devil and his minions. The plans are not going the way that they planned them out. You see, they told you so many things. They told you they were going to have this new world order in by 1953. But here we are in 2016, almost 2017, and it's not in. Some people say, oh, it's already out. No, it's not there. No, 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 no. They want this, they want that, they plan this, they plan that. But Yahweh is the one who's going to allow or disallow, you see. They have ideas, they have thoughts, they have things that they say they're going to accomplish by certain periods of time, yet it is not happening, is it? Now, the next time the New World Order was supposed to be in, I mentioned this before, was 2000. You know, that's why Prince wrote the song, "We're Gonna Party Like It's 1999. Because in 2000, they were going to put a golden capstone on the High Giza Pyramid in Egypt, replacing the Eye of Providence, you understand, declaring to the world that the New World Order has begun. But guess what? Nope. Never happened. George Bush Jr., who is a Jew, just like his father, and just like his spiritual father, the devil, or Cain, or, you know, Cain's father, whatever. He thought that he would do it for sure. He thought that this 9/11 false flag was going to bring it in. But it didn't happen, did it? So before I go on any more with this for a second here, I'm going to go back to the point of 9/11. You see, what they do is something like Pizzagate comes along And then they pull off another 9/11, and supposedly that just drowns Pizzagate out. But you see, that was the idea that they told us, Donald Rumsfeld told us, the $2.3 trillion. You know how much money that is? Do you realize that probably, I don't even know, but, you know, we could be set for life. That's our money. That's the money I told you that they're stealing from us, the gross domestic product. In other words, you should be receiving a check every month. You wouldn't even have to work. So when you see that money being stolen and brought over to Israel, that's your million. You were a millionaire. You were Jed Clampett. But you are not Jed Clampett. Somebody stole your money. So they deliberately announced that the day before. They knew that. And they deliberately announced it the day before 9/11 because they knew 9/11 would just drown that out. So, expect something about Pizzagate. See, we're not going to let Pizzagate go. We care about the children. The children are our posterity. The children are our future. Let me continue on about the New World Order. Now, the New World Order was talked about as early as 1897, somewhere in that vicinity. And it was talked about that it was the Jews' New World Order. It's always been the Jews. A New World Order for the Jews. You can find it. Go find it out there. It's out there. So, 9/11 did not accomplish it. They even went and they stole from former Babylon. They went and stole the treasures from the museums in Babylon. They thought they had everything all set. But at the end of George Bush's, at the end of his two terms, they decided, since they didn't get their way, that they would pull a financial debacle in 2008, where wealth was transferred. You see, in 1929, many white men's businesses in America were transferred to the Jews. Many of the white men's men who had big money got transferred to the Jews in 1929. It was orchestrated. And by the way, Winston Churchill was saved from that, from Colonel Mandel House over here. He warned Woodrow Wilson, and they made sure that he didn't lose a dime. Winston Churchill. Now, you do know Winston Churchill, his mother, Jenny Jerome, is a Jew. So you know that Winston Churchill is a full-blooded Jew, according to the Jews, right? Because if your mother is a Jewess, then you are a Jew. Because they go by the female. See, they're into the female goddess. They're not into the patriarch, Yahweh, the male patriarch. They're into all these women goddesses. Think about what I'm telling you. So they stole the money from the people, stole the businesses from the people, and as I told you, many Americans suffered greatly during the Great Depression. But it was all unneeded. Nobody needed to suffer at all. It was all orchestrated. See, they began bank runs before the Federal Reserve. I believe it was about 1907. They started causing bank runs and problems with banks, so that they began to tell the people, we have the solution to this problem, we just need you to okay it. The solution, of course, was the central bank. So the bank runs caused a lot of problems. And here it is, because all it is problem, reaction, solution once again in operation. They knew the solution they wanted was the central bank. So they created the problems until the people, the people didn't really cry out as much as you thought. They still had to do it dirty at the end, as you know. They waited till the senators went home for Christmas holiday and they wrote it in. And of course, Woodrow Wilson was their man. That would write it in. They were bribing him, and yet he is one of their own. They knew Taft wouldn't do it. So you see that they were able to prepare this and able to pull it off. And by doing so, they actually, just think about the dynamic of the thing. You can't be audited. Now, that should have rang like so many bells at the time. That should have set off so many alarms. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You can't be audited. See, my point is that the Jews, it's not that they're smarter than us. It's that they've stolen. If they wanted a paper, a certain media paper, all they had to do was print it up in the Federal Reserve out of thin air, the prince of the power of the air, folks. Yahweh just revealed that to me and to you at the same time. Now, they could just give that to a Jew, have him and go buy that paper at an inflated price that the so-called true Israelite couldn't resist. If your paper was worth, a couple million dollars or $3 million, and this Jew came up with $10 million, $20 million, if you didn't accept 10, well, you were going to sell it. So they combined these two things together in order to steal all of the media that they wanted to steal and to steal the businesses and to bribe congressmen with the prince of the power of the air, printing money out of thin air. Now imagine that all this has been done with fake money, not even money that has gold attached to it. Imagine how they must be laughing that they charge interest on making our money and then they don't create any money to pay the interest. And they're getting away with it. If I had this kind of a scam on any one of you listening to me right now, I'd own everything you have in a very short time. And I'd own you. Including your birth certificate. Including your home, everything. So, back to what I'm talking about. That's how they've done it. That's how they've done it worldwide. Why do you think that we spread democracy and what's attached to the democracy is always a central bank? Well, what do you think's going on in Iraq right now? The central bank of Iraq has been erected. It's just about to be enacted completely. and they have their democracy. In other words, they have their government all set up so that they will fail and end up in tyranny. And all the wealth of that nation, which is Iraq, Babylon, whatever you want to call it, huge, huge, huge money to be stolen by the Jew. It's all set up. It's all being written by law. It's all going to be taken care of. The Iraqis don't know what I'm telling you right now. They don't know that the Jew, the IMF, is involved. They don't know that democracy is the vilest form of government. They think they're joining the world in this wonderful form of government that just so happens to be the government that the Jews love. The Jews wanted to get rid of the monarchies, as you all know, and were very successful in doing it. I've told you why. The monarchies were actually a form of protection against the Jews. Not in all cases, but in many of the cases. There is no protection in democracy. What kind of government have you given us, Mr. Franklin? A republic, if you can keep it. Did we keep it? You know when this became a democracy? Right around the time of FDR. Because wars are used to change the dynamic of a nation. The reason the Jews put us to war are many reasons, for many reasons. You can change the laws of a nation much more easily when a nation is at war because the president has the War Powers Act. I told you that's why we're at perpetual war now. The world is at perpetual war so that all the white nation's laws can be changed. We can put the Patriot Act in. They can hopefully modify the gun laws, hopefully for them, but not for us. We don't want that. And we're not going to have it. We're going to keep our guns. So, George Bush Jr. was not able to bring it in. So, he did that little dastardly deed at the end of his tenure. And in 2008, he began a milder version of the 1929 stock crash, where wealth was transferred. And then he handed the baton to an ugly Negro president. Who was a red diaper baby communist. Who has a wife that's a man, that's a transvestite. Who has turned the White House into the Rainbow House. And this idiot thinks he's going to bring in the New World Order, but it's not going to happen for him any more than it did for any of the others, because Yahweh's plans are different than their plans. You see, I told you already that Nimrod tried to bring in the New World Order a long, long time ago with the Tower of Babel. Yahweh took care of that right away. He wouldn't let it happen. These Jews have been trying to do this ever since. They've had plans. They tell you they're going to do it by 53, and they're going to do it by this time, and they're going to... But they're not going to do it any more than they did at Nimrod's time. They are not going to have their new world order, and the devil is not going to have his world full of brown people as he thinks he is. These are fear mechanisms used. Notice the dates of fear that they keep coming up every few days, okay? December 3rd was supposed to be the end of the world, so to speak. Remember the Mayan calendar a while ago, right? And then we had the blood moons that John Hagee, Mr. Lunch himself, Mr. Out to Lunch, Mr. Jew Shill himself, he looks like an elephant on steroids with his Il Cornuto hand signatures. His devil, he does them two at a time, too, while he preaches. And tells you how the Jews are God's chosen people and how the Jews don't need to be saved. John Hagee told you that the Jews don't need to be saved. They're already saved, according to John Hagee. Boy, is he going to be in for a real surprise. So, full round now. Let's come right around. They're not going to have their new world order, and they're not going to have their little nation in Israel. Because now it's going to be 69 years since they've tried to take that little nation, and they still don't have it. They only occupy a portion of it. They're only renting there. In the same way as they've got us in our homes in America, where we're really only renting here, because if you don't pay your taxes to send Negroes to school and to beat your children up, then you will not have your home. They'll sell it off at auction. So Yahweh has made it so that it's the same thing over there. So as they steal all this money from us, you can see how they can do the things and how they can buy the people that they can buy and how they can pay the military, Shabazz Goy race trader military, and how they can pay ISIS and Al-Qaeda, all the organizations that they have created. You can see how communism is funded. You can see how Illuminati cities are being built across the world. And I really shouldn't say Illuminati. I should say Jew. So Pizzagate is not going away. We have the power. We just have to consolidate that power and realize that power and then put things into action. The power of the masses. I'm not talking about black masses or Catholic masses. I'm talking about the power in numbers of the people. We just need more and more people to keep telling the truth. Every day new websites are coming out telling the truth. Every day the Jews are being fired upon from another, yet another angle or direction. They can't seem to hold it back. And while it was easy just a while ago for them to hammer a nail that has risen as I say, hammer that nail into place. It's now all the nails are popping up, so many that they cannot hammer them all back into place. Praise Yahweh for that. I live for the day when I see these pedophiles being hung. I would love to see Jorge Bergoglio being hung on the world stage. Now that would be news. Now that would be entertainment. That would be television. That would be something I would actually want to watch on television. I don't watch television, you see? So I would watch that. That's real news. But as I pointed out on my news show, there, the media, the Jewish media, this should tell you and prove to you that they are guilty. They are holding this Pizzagate thing and trying to pretend it's not real, and they will not give any attention to it because they know that they're guilty and they know it's their camp. You see, this is why the media is so important. This is why they wanted to get control over the media so that they could do all the things that they do in the background. And they know that they wouldn't be called to task because their own brothers in the media wouldn't allow it. Remember I told you about the mutes in the Kahila? They would make sure that that was muted. Remember I told you about the scribes? They would make sure. So, this is how fearful it is. You see, right now, all of a sudden, this child touching thing has touched all. This comet has hit the world. It's being exposed in all countries. And though these Jews think that they're being wise, you see, they're caught in a conundrum. In other words, if they report on it, they give it legitimacy, and then they have to expose their own people. Now, they don't really mind doing that. They'll give up some of their own Jews. They don't care. They did that in wars. They've done it all the time. They've done it. They don't even care about their own people. Never mind you. They don't care about you at all, or the blacks, or anybody else. They barely care about their own people, but they do stick together for the most part. But that this infighting that you should be praying for, that they will begin to fight with one another, that they will begin to have huge disagreements. People like George Soros, he funds NAMBLA, the Man Boy Lovers Association. What is this telling you? Why doesn't the Interpol go and get George Soros? Sooner or later, they will. Henry Kissinger, there's countries Henry Kissinger cannot go in. He's a war criminal. Okay? So, this Pizzagate thing, we're not going to let it go. We're going to, you know, Bill Maloney over in the UK, if you see Sun, Sea, Satan, I have to say this is one man, just like Patrick Cullinane, God rest his soul. Patrick Cullinane was killed, and that hurts me. We needed him dearly. We needed him greatly in this war. And they killed him. However, they'll kill him and Yahweh will rise 5 stones more and make them the enemy of those British courts. Pizzagate's not going to be swept under the rug. Yahweh knows what these people are doing. I asked him personally that if he would begin to kill some of these people. and that they would suffer horrific deaths. In the mighty name of Yahweh. You see, the mainstream media and the Jews are so afraid of the truth that they would kill Victor Thorne. That they would kill Patrick Cullinane. That they would kill Edgar Steele. And so many more that you don't even hear about. However, do not be fearful of it. Wear it as a badge. We're living in a world that's not worth living in. You might as well stand up for the cause and die like a German soldier would. I would have been proud to die in World War II Germany with those people. I would have been very, very proud to die with them. Because they stood up for a cause that was worth standing up for. They stood up and wanted to deny the slavery and help their fellow race members around the world to escape communism and escape the Jews. It's just a shame that their fellow brothers and their fellow race members helped to kill them, thus ensuring their own slavery and the posterity, the slavery of the posterity, like people like me and you probably listening. They have all kinds of plans, but Yahweh's plans will supersede. And so we need to keep focusing on this child murder ritual sacrifice. We need to start focusing on the fact that abortion is child ritual murder sacrifice legalized, and we need to get that delegalized so that these Jews will run to their little so-called hideaway over there in the Mideast. We do not need them killing our babies. We do not need to be supporting black babies. Instead of our white women having abortions, as long as they're going to be white, we'll support them with our tax dollars until things change in the future. White people, it's time to have babies. Lots of babies. I warn you, if you have babies with people of other races, you're seeing Yahweh's judgment come upon those babies and upon the women that are doing this. You see that on my black and white crime. You cannot deny that. You play with fire, you're going to be burned. So, we need to keep focusing on this child ritual murder sacrifice. The Pope is involved in it, as I said, and may he be killed in a horrific manner, in an horrific manner, as soon as possible. Oh no, I'm not going to kill the Pope. Did you think I meant that? No. I meant that Yahweh's judgment would come down upon him. After all, Lucifer is supposed to live in the Vatican. He's supposed to live there. May the Pope Jorge Bergoglio die an horrific death in the mighty name of Yahweh. May he have no peace whatsoever from this moment forward in the mighty name of Yahweh. May his tongue be silenced. If only I had such powers as the angel who silenced Zechariah for not believing. I would silence that man's tongue so that he could not speak. May that be done in the name of Yahweh. And may all the pedophiles across this world have the same fate. You know that there's a new software that's coming out that will actually show you demons around you? Now, I don't know how legit this is or whatever, but I've just seen some very interesting things out on YouTube showing faces, although I don't really believe it, but I mean, I do, but I don't, because of the technique that's being done with it. They're darkening people's faces and revealing things on their faces that look like totem poles, look like demons, look like marks on their forehead. You know, when Yahweh looks upon the people of this planet, he knows who the sheep and the goats are. How do you think the angels will be able to separate the goats from the sheep? There is a mark on the head of Jorge Bergoglio. And there is a mark on all the heads of those of you who are touching the little children. May I remind you of this from Mark 9:42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Why would Yahweh say, why would Yeshua, Jesus, say that? That is a stark warning. And what you have done as you who are committing this crime and are doing this to children all over the world, and I know some of you are hearing me. Oh, I know you're listening. Why did you not take heed to this warning? You think you're going to kill Yahweh, don't you? You actually think that Lucifer is going to win in this next war. You see, Michael and the archangels fought against Lucifer and the third of the angels in heaven, and Lucifer lost already. But you think this time, through technology, through man becoming God, the promise of the garden, 6 and 7 is 13, man perfected. You think that you're going to kill Yahweh, don't you? You think this war is going to turn out differently than the last war. But you are as wrong as you are about having your new world order, and as wrong as you are about having that country in Israel, and as wrong as you have always been, you are wrong this time as well. Mark my words. No pun intended. Listen one more time. Mark 9:42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. That's you, offender. That's you, child rapist. That's you, people who do child ritual murder sacrifice. That's you, Jew abortionist. and those that work along with the Jew abortionist? Oh, you women that work in the office with him, you think, oh, this is just a little job in the medical profession, right? And whosoever, that's you, shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Time is running out, and soon these pedophiles, and I believe they already are running. However, you think you're getting away with all this. This is what kills me about the whole thing, is you actually think that you're getting away with this. You think that, you know, you're getting off on it. You're drinking blood. Do you know that when you drink blood and you eat flesh, there are diseases that can come upon you that will destroy you? It's not meant for us to eat our own people. There are ramifications of that. Did you not know that? As you're eating the pizza, do you realize that you are damning your own self, that you are just absolutely ensuring that there is no hope for you whatsoever? And I mean no hope whatsoever. You do know that, right? You do know this too, and this is something that might not be new to all of you out there, because I've told you I wrote a poem about it. But this is something Yahweh gave me special. And that is, when you drink the blood of these children, I will remind you of this, and for good reason. I'm not telling you this so that you will repent. You're doomed. You are done with. There is no repenting for you. Your mind has been given over. You have a reprobate mind. You are spiritually dead. There is no hope. I'm not telling you this to warn you to repent. When Abel was killed by Cain, his half-brother, Yahweh asked Cain, "Where is thy brother?" And Cain lied to his face and said, "I don't know. What am I, my brother's keeper?" But what Cain didn't know is what you Jews don't know, and what you Shabezgoi evil Satanist pigs don't know, and what you Aryans who worship other gods don't know. Yahweh heard the blood crying from the ground. You see, blood is a life force, especially the blood of Yahweh's offspring. This is what the Jews love to drink it for. It's so precious because their blood has no life force. They are spiritually dead, born from the womb, spiritually dead, and there is no life force in their blood. And the only way they can get a life force into their blood is to actually either have it injected into them, or they believe by drinking it, or they need to race mix, which they've done through all of time. That's how Esau was absorbed into Jewry, into the Nephilim bloodlines. That blood is crying out inside of you if you drink this blood. Go ahead, laugh. Maybe you think that's funny. You won't be thinking it's too funny if you think about what I'm telling you. If the blood was in the ground and Abel was dead, the blood still was alive. Do you understand that? Even in the ground, it was still alive, crying to Yahweh. Your bodies have been made up of the ground. You may not be Adamic men, or if you, some of you that are drinking the blood are Adamic men, you certainly were made from the ground. So when that blood, that you drink that blood inside of you, that blood is still alive inside of you, and that blood is crying out to the ever-living God, the Most High, Yahweh Himself. Do you think you're getting away with what you're doing? Are you laughing as you destroy? Do you think that you are going to get away with this? Even if you die on this planet, you shall not escape the damnation of hell. And you may think that hell's not real. It's real for you, though. I can promise you. As real as that blood is that you drank. You know, Yahweh tells us not to even eat the blood of animals. And yet you, of course, disobey, as you disobey everything Yahweh tells you. Of course, you're really not under the law. You're not even one of His creations, most of you. You hybrids. The hybrids that ask me which church they should go to. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. You defy the ever-living God because you don't know His voice. You are not one of His sheep. You cannot understand the spiritual things because you were born spiritually dead. You cannot repent because goodness has never been in you to repent to. An evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Do you understand that? I mean, even somebody that's spiritually dead can understand that, can't they? You don't think you fooled the ever-living God that made the universe, that made everything, made the sea and everything in it, made the land, made the mountains, and the great galaxies and the universe, and the order of life. You don't think that you're going to be fooling Him or killing Him, do you? Because you're not going to be killing Him. And I guarantee you that blood is crying from within you. I bet you want to puke it out of you now. I bet you want to get that blood out of you. You don't want that crying out to Yahweh, that it's a beacon signal to the ever-living God that you, of your evil deeds. It is a beacon signal that is crying out inside of you, a homing device inside of you, crying out to the ever-living God about the evil that you have committed. And you can still laugh about your dirty deeds? Do you think that you're hiding these things from the ever-living God? Maybe you don't like the truth I'm telling you. Maybe you want to kill me. Yahweh will raise up 5 more stones that'll tell the truth even better than I can. You are doomed. You might as well have a millstone tied around your neck. Because there is absolutely zero hope for you. I know the Judeo-Christian would say, oh no, God can, they can repent and come to him and say, I'm sorry for killing those, all the children that I killed and drinking their blood. These people are dead spirit. They're gonzo. They are completely gone. They are given over to a reprobate mind. There is a certain time when you pass the threshold of being able to turn back and repent. I will leave that in Yahweh's jurisdiction where it rightfully belongs. I won't be your judge. I'm just telling you from a common sense point of view where you stand. And maybe that's what helps you to continue on to do your evil deeds. I just want you to know that you have a beacon inside of you, that you have a homing device inside of you that's crying out. All those children, they're continually crying. You ought to send out and make a nice movie about this in Hollywood, because just as the vampire movies are true, so is this. Wouldn't this be a perfect movie? Think of how much money you Jews could make off this movie. And you don't even have to pay me for it. However, you are doomed. You have piled the sins of this country up to the heavens, where Yahweh could probably just bend over and grab, or he could just reach out and grab these sins. That's how high these sins are piled. You wanted to build a tower of Babel to the heavens so that Nimrod could shoot his arrows at Yeshua. I mean, at Yahweh. Well, these sins are like arrows, for sure. Think of all these children that are crying out to Yahweh. They show us, we are shown this in the book of Revelations. Even Abel to this day cries out for the seed line of Cain to be judged. I certainly cry out the same prayer with Abel. And I suggest that all my dear brothers and sisters around the world cry out that same prayer. It is time that these people no longer get away with what they're getting away. You can't blame Yahweh for what they're getting away with. If you don't care about it, why should he, in the sense? He does, but you know what I mean by that. We need to act, and we need to continue to act. And we need to continue to forge forward. When we win, we don't sit back. We win, we move forward. Okay, next thing I might like to talk about. Looks like we're not going to get to this message. I'll have to retitle the message. The Jews want to get rid of Christmas. They want to get rid of Christ is what they really want to get rid of. They want to keep Christmas without Christ. But I say, let's get rid of the Jew. Well, Dave, how can we do that? How can we get rid of the Jew? I told you that you have the power. Well, what do you mean, Dave? We have the power. What do you mean? Well, the thing is, can you get over stop giving gifts? Can you explain to your children what's going on in our world? On one of these Christmases soon, do you think you might say, we want to have a family event where we're going to talk to you about why we're no longer going to be giving gifts on Christmas, but we're going to be celebrating Christmas. We will have just a feast time and a family time together, and we're going to stop the gift giving for a reason. The reason is the Jew who is parasiting off this holiday. If we will not buy the presents, if we will boycott the Jew and not get him out of the red, then his businesses will be destroyed. And after a few Christmases, they'll be whining about how you are a Nazi Christmas killer. But we'll still keep Christ. We don't have to celebrate it as his birthday. We just take this time of the year to celebrate him as who he is. We'll celebrate Yahweh. We'll celebrate all the goodness that he's given us through the year. Oh, Thanksgiving does that. That's the first of the feast. The second feast, we'll just change this. There'll be no gift giving. We don't need to be materialistic. That's from the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. They told us they'd make us materialistic. You know, like Madonna the whore Jew. I'm a material girl in a material world. She was the one that said she was going to give fellatio to people to vote for Hillary Clinton. Do you remember that just a little while ago? Now, the idea is we celebrate Christ. It doesn't have to be his birthday. His birthday was in late September. But we can celebrate Yahweh and celebrate Christ, his Christ that he sent. This is an Israel holiday, not a Jewish holiday. This is an Israelite holiday. For Israelites, for the literal offspring of Yahweh, we should take control over it. We should celebrate Yahweh at Christmas time and celebrate what his Christ has done, what Yahweh has done through the Word of God. And we should tell our little children the truth about this holiday. Otherwise, you will be relegated to the next generation. And the next generation, and the folly of all of it in the next generation, and the next generation. You see, it's got to stop somewhere. Someday you have to stop watching the mainstream media. Someday you have to stop blessing the enemies of Yahweh. Someday you have to stop participating in the Jewish version of Christianity. Someday you have to stop participating in the pagan holidays and change those holidays to the holidays they really need to be. Take the Jew out of the equation. Put Yahweh and his Christ, Christ Jesus, Yeshua, into the equation. Forget about the birthday element. That's not that important. A time of truth. A time to reflect on what Yahweh has done for you throughout the year. A time of thanksgiving, even more than the one day that you do it now. Take the Jew out of the equation. You see, it's the same thing I tried to tell you before. If you won't stand up for something, they'll stand up against you. Like I told you, there was an article that the queers on television want to get rid of any Christians on television. Why has that happened? Although there are no Christians on television. I mean, there's no real examples of it. But let's just pretend that was true. Since the Christians of this nation, I'm not talking about Jew Christians. I'm talking about the Israelite true remnant. When they find out what's been going on, when you stop watching that television, you stop empowering the news station, you boycott these newspapers, which is what's happening to them. You're not going to force them to tell the truth. They won't tell the truth regardless. The New York slime is 95% down. They have to rent out 8 floors of their building now. That's how bad it's gotten. And they are still not going to tell the truth. So you have to completely cut them off. The power of the people. Cutting off the power of the prince, of the power of the heirs, components one by one. A news station that is no longer given any heed to or given any watch, they won't be able to keep the news station on the air anymore because there will be no people that will pay for advertising because you're not going to be targeted. Take the Jew out of this equation of Christmas. It's so simple. Can't you see that? I'm not a genius. It's just this simple. They're trying to get rid of Christmas, and they're so stupid, they'd be getting rid of their own, all the money that they've been getting. But they could just write up all the money they want at the Federal Reserve anyway, right? However, this parasite is very, very, very mentally ill and very stupid and very suicidal. They are committing Jewicide. I coined the term Jewicide. They are committing Jewicide on a daily basis. They're not an intelligent. They have some form of intelligence when it comes to craftiness, when it comes to crime, when it comes to the syndicate, when it comes to devil's doctrines. But they don't have any common sense. They don't have any good sense. They don't have any sense of what real reality is. So either you let them get rid of Christ in Christmas, or you stand up and get rid of the Jew from Christmas. Take them right out of the equation. We're going to leave you in the red. There'll be no more Black Friday. It will be Red Friday, and you will stay in the red. Because you are red anyway. You are Edom. You are the criminals. You are the communists, the reds. You are the blood drinkers, the red blood drinkers. You aren't the blue bloods. You're the red blood drinkers. You're the red communists. You are the reds of Edom. You are the enemies of Christ. You are the Christ killers who have spilled the blood, which is red, from Abel all the way to Zechariah, and now from Zechariah until the current time. And you are responsible for it. Let's keep them in the red. It's that simple. But can you do with just the feast and not get all those presents? Can you give up something for Yeshua to destroy his enemies? Are you willing to not be a lover of gifts, as the Bible tells you not to be a lover of gifts? Or will you be bought and sold? In other words, look at what could happen. If you stop buying these gifts for each other and you just love each other for who you are and love your family and prove that you love your family and it has nothing to do with gifts, not only will the Jew be in the red and X'd out of the situation, X'd out, but you will start the new year, even though the new year starts in March. You will start the next year, let's say, not in that much debt. Yes, there are good things that can come out of this. Yes, it would be a wonderful thing to take control. The Pope, this baby killer, has said that this is the last Christmas. Well, let's make that right. Let's let it be the last Christmas that we take the Jew out of the red and into the black and buy all of his garbage at bloated prices. Let it be the last Christmas of gift giving. But let it not be the last Christmas that keeps Christ in the equation, that keeps Yahweh in the equation. You can certainly explain it to your children. We will not watch that television anymore. You see, there's a book that the Jews put out, and it's called An Empire of Their Own, How the Jews Created Hollywood. And in there, they have claimed that they have put the United States, as well as all the rest of the countries of the world, they've got the minorities thinking they're celebrating Christmas so that they can, you know, help them get out of the red too. And they have contrived this Christmas holiday and glorified it, glorified the material aspect of it. They've used children in films and feelings to get you to participate. And they have glorified it and glorified it and glorified it until it has become a staple of the American culture. And this is what they've claimed. They are people who contrive realities. They have put America under a spell. Christmas, as we celebrate it, is a pagan spell. We can break that spell in the mighty name of Yahweh. And I pray that He will break that spell. Let's use it to glorify Him. Let's use it to get rid of the Jew and keep the Jew on a poorer street. You don't want to keep feeding a beast that set out to murder you, do you? Would you feed a dragon or feed blacks or feed whatever you were going to feed if you knew that they were just going to grow up and destroy you? No! And if you did, it would prove that you had no common sense and that you were just a blithering idiot. Cut off the feeding of this beast. And rather feed Yahweh your love, your worship, your thanks, your appreciation for what He has done for you. Does that make sense to you? Is that too much to ask that you give up a few gifts? You know, many times people get gifts they didn't want in the first place. Oh, another tie, another sweater. Great. Couldn't you give that up? Does it really matter? Can't you just buy anything you want anyway? You see, it's under the auspice that you're getting something for free when you're getting your Christmas presents. You're getting something from Satan Claus. Literally. You're getting something from, and you're helping Satan Claus to feed his offspring, the Jew, and to help them have more money than you have. And to put you in further debt. And to charge you interest for that debt. See, you're not getting free gifts on Christmas. It's costing people. It's costing people interest. It's costing people that are giving you these gifts to be in debt, many of them. It's costing people a lot of stress and undue. It's not needed for a few gifts. I do without gifts. It doesn't bother me one iota. I couldn't care less. Yahweh meets my needs. I don't feel depressed on Christmas. I don't feel like I'm being left out of this pagan holiday. I understand the warmth of the Christmas tree and all those things. And of course, it's just like the city lights. The Jew, when you go into the city, there's all these city lights that dazzle you and mesmerize you so that you can come and buy from the Jew and put your daughters and your sons out in the city vulnerable to the predators. Well, it's the same thing with this Christmas tree. It's just bedazzlement. It's hypnotism. The very star that you think you're putting on the top of the tree is the star of Amalek, which is the enemy of Yahweh. He said, I will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Well, folks, I'm going to hit you with one last thought now. I think we'll call this, keeping the Jew in the red. Or keeping the Jews in the red. That's what it'll be called. Now, let me ask you a sincere question. If you knew that Hollywood was doing everything that they could to destroy Christianity and had been doing it for a long time, including Talmud Vision, your television, if you knew that every portrayal of Christianity in Hollywood has been to denigrate and to destroy true Christianity and promote the Jewish version of Christianity, could you stop watching those movies? Could you stop supporting those Jews as well? There again, you have power. I would rather have true Israelites making movies so we could get real truth. And so that we could get the real aspect and the real view of real Christianity, not the Jewish version of Christianity. Can this little part of you die? You know how the Bible says, I take up my cross daily. Do you need these gifts for Christmas? Is this that important to you? Seriously. Do you love Yahweh or do you love these Jews? Do you want to get these Jews out of debt? Do you want to put yourself in debt to get these Jews out of debt? Do you want to pay usury? Do you want to pay interest to get these Jews out of debt? I suggest you contemplate that for a while. In the same way with Hollywood. All of a sudden, James Bond has a negress as Miss Moneypenny. And then the one before that, she's somebody that's saving the world, and Bond would have died without her. Look, I've had enough of this. I've had enough. I can live without it. Can you? I can take that and nail that to my cross and live without it. Hollywood sermons are designed to destroy your culture, to destroy your history, to destroy Christianity, to destroy your nation, to destroy Yahweh, to destroy your views of Yahweh, to destroy your views of Christianity, to destroy everything, to destroy you, ultimately. Could you do without supporting Hollywood? Could you nail that to your cross? Because that will put that industry out of business as well. They don't pay any taxes anyway. Why do we care if they're in business? Right? Right? If you see these Jewish big companies and they're not paying any taxes in our country, what do we need them for? Good question, isn't it? Let's get some companies in here that will pay some taxes. Doesn't have to be high taxes, but at least they'll pay some taxes. I told you why GE and all those get away with this. But I'm going to have to sail on until next time, you know what I mean? Time is sailing away. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, won't you think for yourself and study to show thyself approved?
What is that?